Hello, everybody. My name is Ms. Parker, and I'm with RV Project Help and currently working with RV Doc Help. This recording is to explain the document called ND Sanitize for RV. So what this document is, a friend of mine is a lawyer, and I went to him and I said, and not a common law lawyer. This is the bar lawyers, the kinds that we know are going to leave. So I'm not sure where we are with this. There's a lot of people that say we're going to be asked for an NDA. And there's just as many people that say, you're crazy. We're not going to be asked for an NDA. That's crazy. We just don't know. Some people are saying only Zen will have the NDA. And other people, only fools will have NDAs. We don't know. Okay. But I do know this. Once you sign your NDA, you can only have exclusions for the people that you want to talk to at the time you sign your NDA. So I asked him, I said, what do I do? Because I don't know who I'm going to hire for my wealth manager. I don't know who I'm going to hire for my transition team or my humanitarian advisors or security clients. I don't know, consultants. I don't know who I'm going to hire. And he said, let me make you a doc that will cover all of it. We don't know when we go in if they're already going to have a document like this or not. But again, I'm little miss, you know, make sure everything's perfect. So I'm taking in an addendum, an exclusion list for projects, personal, and family affairs. So where it says primary contacts, XXXXX, that's for your spouse's phone number. And I just put X's because I didn't want you guys. Well, I don't have a spouse, but I have a friend who's going to be like my person that I contact. And my partner, my business partner. And then I have an executive assistant and a personal assistant. So I know who my executive assistant is going to be because I've that person has just been waiting for me to be able to hire her. And my executive assistant is a her. My personal assistant is a man. That is so scary. I've never had a male personal assistant. But the super, super, super cool thing about this is the guy that's going to be my personal assistant, his mother was my personal assistant back in my salad days. So I know the kid. I knew him when he was little. And his mother taught him everything. And he wants to travel internationally. He wants to do, when he was little, I always let my personal assistant take her son because the kid was just a blast and like no problem kid. And I thought, you know, the time off that my assistants have, if they have a child they want to bring with them, I'm not going to say no because you're educating the future. So this kid who's going to be my personal assistant was the child of my assistant 25 years ago. His mother is now, you know, long retired. And so I'm super, super excited to have him. So because I definitely know who my executive assistant is going to be, and I absolutely know who my personal assistant is going to be, I'm going to have their phone numbers. I already have their phone numbers. And then I had a guy who was going to be my IT and security consultant, and he passed away during, he was an idiot. He went and got the shot, died of blood clots. So that one's not going to be the same. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is anybody that you already have, that you know you're going to hire, put those names on there and, you know, put their phone numbers on there. Anybody that you don't know that is going to be in your future, my lawyer said, list it as future, any and all retained or paid wealth managers. Now, you notice that it says any and all retained or paid humanitarian and investment advisors. And I said, why would I put that on there? And he said, Parker, because there's going to be people in your circle that are going to RV and they're going to want to have your help. And if they can't talk to you, then they're messed up. So that's why they put that on there. So you can erase it if you don't, you know, if you want or put something else in there. The point is that anybody that you have in your future that you don't know their names, put their title in so that they're covered. And then you sign it, date it, you get a bank ex or exchange representative to sign it and date it. And you want a copy of this. So they are going to want what they call the wet signature with your signature on it, but you want a copy of it. So does anybody have any questions about this document? If so, make the little blue man jump up and down so I can find you and pick on you and ask you what your question is. Because that's the fun stuff. I went all the way down the bottom. I got nobody on the bottom jumping up and down. We're going to scroll up to the top and see if there's anybody that has a question. Oh, we got one little jumper. Okay, love is, your microphone is open.
I don't know if this has anything to do with what you're discussing. I just came on, but I have a question. I'm ready to
If
off
this is
the.
not about the topic,
Yeah.
I will kick you for asking an off-topic question. So if it's not about the topic, don't do it. It's not the right
Okay.
time. But
Okay.
you want to ask?
Bye. All right. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry to be an asshole, folks, but this is a recording for everybody, not just one person. So there's nobody else that has a question about this. Okay. I will end this recording. Thank you very much. Folks, you are the people the world is waiting for. You are the humanitarians that the people are waiting for. God bless you, humanitarians. You're about to change the world, and I couldn't be prouder. Thank you.